Good evening. It's 6:20. I'm John Patterson with WKTM News. All is ready in Philadelphia. In just about 3 hours, President Ford and Jimmy Carter will hold their first broadcast debate there. Arriving in Philadelphia this afternoon, Carter told reporters,
I think I have a very good chance to present ourselves directly to the American people in a frank way, and I hope that everybody is interested in future President of Washington.
While President Ford was engaged in last-minute preparations for tonight's debate on domestic and economic issues, his running mate, Senator Bob Dole, was campaigning in San Diego. Dole also was stressing the importance of tonight's debate.
I think it's very important, particularly this first one. As I've said, it's sort of like the first moonshot. A lot of people are going to tune in, because they really want to watch it. Others are going to be curious, and it's a very good and exciting spirited debate. It may change a lot of minds in America.
Bob Dole. And how does the top South Carolina official of the Jimmy Carter campaign feel his candidate will do in tonight's showdown? KTM News contacted Greenville State Senator Richard Riley. We pointed out that Ford, with his years of service in the House, would seem to have a great deal more experience in confrontations such as these. Riley responded,
"Of course, I have some concern about that I really have full confidence that when the people see the two side by side, and they see Jimmy Carter's ability to respond and his real bright mind and his sensitivities, I believe he'll come out on top."
Greenville State Senator Richard Riley. KTM weather, fair and cool tonight. It'll be mostly sunny and warm tomorrow with a low of 55 degrees this evening. Right now it's sunny with 79 degrees at Stereo 102.